Welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series called Beyond the Shallows, where we're looking at the life of the Apostle Peter and how God really called Peter from being a fisherman to become a fisher of men. And he followed Jesus one step at a time, and his faith went beyond the shallow waters and into the deep waters. And Jesus transformed him step by step. But there were these really powerful moments that happened in this journey. On the night of the arrest, Jesus said to him, he said, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." But he replied, "Lord, I'm ready to go with you to prison and to death." And Jesus answered him, "I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny three times that you know me." If you've been around church any length of time, you know this story, that this is the breaking point for Peter, that on the night of the arrest, in all of his bravado, he's telling Jesus, no, I'm going to go to prison, death, you know, no one's going to get you. They have to get through me first. This is Peter. And I believe he meant it. I think that he seems to be a man of his word. And, you know, he, in that moment, was willing to do whatever it takes to protect Jesus. But Jesus is looking at him and saying, look, Simon, Simon, the enemy is coming after you. And he's coming hard. And when you turn back, strengthen the brothers. There's an implication there that you're going to fall away. I mean, that's a really difficult thing to say to someone, but I've prayed that your faith may not fail. So this whole journey about faith, there's going to be this moment in Peter's life where his faith is going to crumble, but it's not going to completely fail. And in that crumbling, he's going to deny Jesus, as we know how the rest of the story goes. But he did turn back. In that moment, Peter's saying, no, I'm not going to fall away. But the reality is Jesus knows exactly what's going to happen and tells him, actually, Peter, what's going to happen is tonight you're going to turn away from me three times. The point I just wanted to, you know, bring up with us is that, you know, Jesus didn't expect Peter's faith to be flawless. He chose Peter to be the rock, to be the one in which he's going to strengthen his brothers, and they're going to lean on him to be the leader of this early church movement. And Peter's going to be this man who is going to live this bold faith, and people are going to become healed, and 3,000 people are going to come to faith in one day just from a sermon that Peter preaches. I mean, this is going to be a man that you and I read his books later on, 1st and 2nd Peter, that just are so much of an encouragement to us, especially when we're in the midst of a struggle. This man knows what it's like to struggle, and that night, he knows what it's like to suffer by having a crumbling of faith. Jesus didn't expect Peter's faith to be flawless. And I think for you and I, we have a tendency that when we look at our faith, when it's weak or when it struggles, and then we, you know, we have a tendency to kind of shrink back and we look down on ourselves. And that's when the enemy really dances in our minds and our hearts. And I think what Jesus is telling Peter is that, look, turn back and then strengthen your brothers. And that's really the answer for us, that even in the midst of our struggles, in the midst of our doubts, in the midst of our fears, and the times when we shrink back, that we need to turn back. We need to lean back into Christ. And this is an important moment for Peter's life because Peter had nowhere to turn. He really had nowhere to go except towards Jesus. And, you know, as we're going to see next week when we look at how, you know, Jesus restores Peter, that Jesus wasn't done with Peter just because he had a lapse in his faith or had a struggle in his faith. Jesus actually expected it. He tells him, hey, when this happens, turn back. And he also gives him a purpose. I want you to strengthen the brothers, that God wasn't done with someone just because they made a mistake. And I think for you and I, we have a tendency to look at our lives and look at our struggles and think that disqualifies us from having any value in the kingdom. It disqualifies us from the love of God and disqualifies us from doing anything beneficial for the kingdom. And that's just not true. In fact, I think the reason we're able to read about Peter's life was because of this moment, because he learned so much that it wasn't about him and it was really about Christ. Father, I pray that you help us lean into you no matter when we fall, that we would get back up and that we would lean into you in such a way that our faith is dependent on you and not on what we can do. God, I pray you give us that strength. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen. take a second before you finish out. Think about the areas of your life where your faith has been struggling and lean back into Christ. Until next time, God bless.